Blackstone Audio presents The Year We Left Home by Jean Thompson. To everybody who left home.
Iowa, January 1973. The bride and groom had two wedding receptions. The first was in the basement of the Lutheran church right after the ceremony, with punch and cake and coffee and pastel mints. This was for those of the bride's relatives who were stern about alcohol. The basement was low-ceilinged and smelled of metallic furnace heat. Old ladies wearing corsages sat on folding chairs, while other guests stood and managed their cake plates and plastic forks as best they could. The pastor smiled with professional benevolence. The bride and groom posed for pictures, buoyed by adrenaline and relief. There had been so much promised and prepared, and now everything had finally come to pass. By 5 o'clock, the last of the crowd had retrieved their winter coats and boots from the cloakroom and headed out. It was January, with 2 weeks of hard-packed snow underfoot and more on the way, and most of them had long drives from Granada, over country roads, to get back home. The second reception was just beginning at the American Legion Hall, where there would be a buffet supper, a bar, and a dance band. The bride's younger brother had been sent to open the Legion building so that the food could be brought in ahead of time. He drove his pickup truck the mile from the church, playing the radio loud to shake off the strangeness of the day. He had been an usher at the wedding, and he still wore his dark suit and blue-tinted carnation boutonniere. Clothes that made him